What up, though? This is Akil Azar. You're listening to 100% Organic. This time is usually a pretty hard time of the year for me. While everybody's posting pictures of their mom and doing things and having fun with their mom, appreciating their mom, I am one of the ones who do not have that opportunity anymore. The relationship with my mom was beautiful. She put something in me as a child. Well, it was from her now after doing studyings and knowing that, like, parents literally pass on emotion, feelings, thoughts, addictions, all type of things to their kids. And my mother had the tremendous power of love. That was her major tool. And it was her only tool, really. And it conquered everything. And I noticed that as a young child. And I really tried to apply that to my life. The problem was, is that when I tried to apply these things, like, love wasn't the theme. It is not the theme of this world. So very often I find myself out of place. Yeah, say what you will. I'm a very sensitive person, and the thing that really motivates me and get my clock to tick is love. That's why I name myself that. There's no other force in the world more stronger than it. It's no other force that cannot be broken when it's real, when it's true. And that's just the truth of it. Like, on some 100, last night, Five Heartbeats came on. And I seen that movie at least 200 times. And it never fails. It's two parts that always make me tear up and literally cry. The part when my man on the piano, and he fucking up the song, and Duck like, "Nah, that's my son." And then he go push my man off the piano, and Choir Boy come out from behind the curtain, and old girl, man, it's a conquering feeling to have that power and that strength motivate you to live your life. And the other part is at the end, when, you know, after everything Eddie Kane been through, fact he brung himself together and they continued forward, and he continued with life. He conquered it. Whether he was rich or not, he conquered the spirit. He conquered everything that he was going through, the demons that he was battling. And that's the beauty, and that's what love has the power to do. And like, my mom always installed that in me, and she always, you know, like, made sure that she was setting a perfect example of that. I mean, like, if it was a car accident, my mama would be the type that would stop at the car accident and console the person until the ambulance come, or do whatever she has to. And then on top of that, she gonna do a follow-up, get your name and all that, and go back to the hospital just to show you she care. And this is who I've been programmed by. And the world that we living in today is the world that I'm in, where it ain't no motherfucking love. And that's generally the theme of most people's life, ain't no love. So, these days, these times, this time of year, it really be a hard time, because the only other person who I know understood me was her, because I am her. I just can't figure out how to master the art of controlling that emotion like she did. One day it'll come. But this was my dedication to my, just the memory. Makil Lazar, you've been listening to 100% Organic.